Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Tomorrow's Palm Sunday, the formal start of Holy Week, the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a young donkey colt, and the people lined the way, waving palm branches and crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And last week, Bruce, you and Scott started a conversation about how we can help our children get ready for these very special days, and we want to continue that today.
And I have to admit that Scott shed some new light there. I've never equated Easter Bunny to Jesus before.
If you missed that, we still have that information up on the website, pebblesoftruth.com, and you can go and listen and download last show's activity sheet as well as the MP3 file there. Because there's a lot of good material out there to help us as parents share this most important story with our children. Well, Bruce, what are we talking about today?
Well, Cap, you're right. It's the pinnacle of God's redemptive story this Holy Week, Easter week. And we know the story began at Christmas, which is a fun story to tell about the birth of Jesus. The wise men and shepherds and the gifts are all fun things to talk about. But now as we get to the climax here at the cross and resurrection, the story becomes a little bit more painful because Jesus dies. And it may be hard for us to talk about this with our children, especially if they're very young. And yet we still need to help them understand the truth behind the special sacrifice that Jesus made for our sins.
Well, Bruce, I'm sure that some of our kids are going to be getting this information on some take-home pages from church this week that might help us as well, you know, tell this story to our kids.
And that's going to be a great place to start, to be piggybacking and building on what they're already learning at Sunday school about the death of Jesus. And if you don't have that luxury, a good place to start might be by telling them the story of Passover. After all, that was the foretelling of the death of Jesus on the cross, and it's a ceremony that Jewish families use even today to tell the story of God's redemptive freedom from slavery out of Egypt. And the story is found in Exodus chapter 12, and Moses is asking Pharaoh to let my people go, and the plagues are winding down, and Pharaoh's heart's still hard, and God is about to deliver the final demonstration of his power. He's sending an angel of death to Egypt to kill all the firstborn of the land, and the only way God's people were going to be spared was to invite a little perfect lamb into their homes to live with them for several days, and then they were to kill that lamb and to put its blood on the doorpost and frame so that the night the angel of death would pass over their homes and the firstborns of their families would be spared.
Bruce, you know, me being one who loves drama, I would love to see families role play this, you know, possibly even having the kids or even the family using a stuffed animal lamb, you know, and while you're reading the story, the children could put blood on the doorpost, so to speak, maybe blotting some water on the door jambs, be sure that there's nothing in that water, I assume, but, you know, maybe even using a little watercolor brush, you know, to use it as the hyssop.
Sure, that's a great idea, and because that kind of activity will certainly help cement the idea that it was the death of the lamb and the shedding of his blood that spared the lives of the Israelites. And parents could easily segue that into how Jesus is the Lamb of God whose death on the cross put his blood, so to speak, on the doorpost that keeps us free from the penalty of sin and death.
Well, Bruce, that helps us with Good Friday, but what about some of the other big days that happen over Holy Week?
Well, we put a list of activities and projects up on the website to help moms and dads walk their kids through this very special week. There's a project out there to help them teach servanthood, where Jesus celebrates the Last Supper in the upper room, and there's an event out there to help moms and dads put together a little Passover meal so that they can enjoy that Seder feast together, and it will also help them explain the story we've just been talking about in Exodus 12. And then there's a recipe out there for resurrection cookies, one of my favorite, and a fun twist on an Easter morning Easter egg hunt.
So moms and dads, be sure to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and download and click on the Family Activity button to download this very special article to help you guide your kids through the Easter week. And we'd love to hear from you. If there's something that we can talk about that would help you in your marriage or parenting, please talk to us. We're certainly here to serve you. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.